When President Obama announced the end of the wet foot, dry foot policy granting Cubans an easier path to U.S. residency, Cubans and journalists flocked to Versailles, the famous Cuban restaurant on Calle Ocho, to talk about it. The announcement that the historic heart of Miami's Cuban community will join the National Treasures List comes days after the city of Miami scrapped a zoning proposal opponents argued would displace working class and immigrant residents. Christine Rupp, the executive director of Dade Heritage Trust, worked closely with the National Trust to get Little Havana onto the National Treasures List. She says she hopes it will encourage people new to the neighborhood to engage more with its history and drive tourists to venture beyond Calle Ocho. I'm Madeline Fox in Miami.